Welcome to Module 7. Before I introduce the incredible guest trainer I have for you in this module, I want to remind you that we're constantly improving this course and you have lifetime access. If you have a comment or a question, suggestion for improvement, please leave it below. Now I want to talk about the importance of studying success in this journey we call life. The absolute best way to learn anything is to learn from someone that's already successful in it. That's why I wanted to share with you a short clip entitled Success Leaves Clues to further expand on that topic. I hope you enjoy it.
One of my mentor, Tony Robbins' famous quotes is success leaves clues. Do you know what that means? Tony describes it by saying if you want to achieve success, all you have to do is model people that have already achieved that success. You know, there's no need to reinvent the wheel. You just need, for lack of a better word, the recipe. Let's say you, for example, your grandmother bakes a fantastic pecan pie. Everybody says nobody can make a pecan pie like your grandmother, and no one ever will. So I ask you, is that really true? Or is the reality that if someone were standing behind your grandmother while she was making this pie and carefully watching and writing down and measuring everything she does while she's going through the process of making that pie, timing to the split second everything she does, how much everything she uses and in what order and for how long, could you replicate what she's doing? Of course you could. The same thing applies to success in virtually anything you decide to go after, because success leaves clues. If you know how someone has achieved success in some form of business and you can model them down to a high level of detail, you can replicate that success. Guys, it's no accident that many of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world that have started their own businesses first worked underneath someone in a similar line of business to learn that business. Maybe it was a similar line of business, like I said, or a similar product or a similar service, or maybe just a similar business model. I know many examples of people that have looked at the clues of success and built upon them. This includes some of the wealthiest men in the world. One example would be Mark Benioff, who owns Salesforce.com. He worked for Larry Ellison at Oracle before he went off and started Salesforce. Very similar business. Guys, there's scores of business examples like this. And what's incredible in living in this highly connected world we live in today, that it's easy to research success and successful people in literally any genre. Like I said, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. The wheel's already been built, and usually many times over. Almost anything you can imagine doing has often already been done before successfully and can be modeled. Successful people in just about every field are available to train and coach. They've written books or can be studied online. Some offer courses or mentoring. Massively shorten your learning curve by finding those clues. You guys have heard me talk about mentors and the important value of finding someone that's already done what you want to do. They can teach you that tiny little nuance that can get you exponentially more growth in a particular topic. Sometimes it's just doing something slightly different, like a tiny different ingredient in your grandma's pecan pie, that makes all the difference in the world. Many of these mentors available to you have learned these little nuances from their mentors or on their own through years or maybe decades of study and hard work and mistakes. So you can massively shorten that learning curve by looking for these clues. Find the successful people, interview them, read their books, see if you can work for them for free if you have to. It'll be worth it. They can help you minimize your mistakes and maximize your efforts. It always amazes me when I hear about people that try to do things on their own without taking advantage of the incredible resources that are all around us. I sometimes think people are afraid of rejection or maybe afraid of being judged, so they're afraid to ask. Don't fall into that trap. Most successful people love to give back and share what they know. Remember, guys, success leaves clues. Seek out those clues on your path to success.
Many of you will want to do larger deals, and those will usually require bringing in investors. Whenever you do that, it's called a syndication. And although I could teach this, I couldn't do it nearly as well as the person that I brought in for you. She's an expert in syndications. Her name is Kim Lisa Taylor. She's a licensed attorney that specializes in creating the documents you need to properly put together a syndication. Kim, thank you for helping us with this.
Thank you, Rod, for that introduction. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to give you all some education that will help you become successful syndicators. So this segment is going to be about structuring your offering with investors. Just as because I'm an attorney, we have to give a disclaimer, all attorneys do, and this is just to let you know, this is not legal advice. If you wanted legal advice, then you need to retain an attorney to give you specific legal advice after they've heard all the facts of your case. This is information that is just for educational purposes. So who, what I've done and why maybe you might want to listen to me is I've written over 120 securities offerings personally. And that's allowed my clients to raise over $400 million. Now, have they actually raised $400 million? Probably not. And the reason for that is we often do offerings that have a maximum dollar amount that is higher than the amount the investors that they actually need from the investors. So sometimes the clients will stop short of raising that maximum dollar amount, and you might too. So when you're putting together a real estate syndication, which is really just putting together a group of people who are combining their resources. So you're combining your knowledge, your expertise, all the hard work you've put into going out and finding a deal and analyzing the deal and conducting due diligence. You're contributing that, and then you're looking for other investors to contribute passively their investment dollars, either from their personal savings account or from their self-directed IRAs or other sources. So you're putting all of that together, probably also going out and getting a bank loan, and all of that together is going to comprise your syndicate that's going to be able to acquire multifamily property and own it, operate it, enhance it, ultimately sell it, and to do so in such a way that it's going to generate a return for your investors as well as some income for yourself and your team members, your management team members. So that's really what a syndication is. So in order to do that, you need to put together the right group of people, and these are what I believe are the essentials. You have to have the right partners. At the management level, this job is too big for one person because you've got the real estate side of it that Rod's been teaching you about, how to find the deals and due diligence, all that stuff. And then you've also got the money raising side of it, which by itself is a whole new business. It's a completely separate business. So if you put all that together, it's really a bigger job than just one person can do by themselves. So we'd like to make sure that you have the right partners at the management level that are going to be able to help you with that. If you don't want partners, you can do this if you have paid staff. So that is the other option, is to hire officers and directors and give them titles and give them roles and things that they can do to help your syndicate be successful. You need to have a coach. Somebody can help you strategize how you're going to find these properties, where to find the right properties, which properties are the right ones, and that is an essential to becoming a successful syndicator. I can honestly say that every one of my clients that has gone on to do multiple real estate deals has had a coach. And that is the absolute truth. So if you don't have a coach, you might be able to pull off one deal by yourself, but if you want this to be your business and you want to be in it for the long term, then you will want to have a coach on your team that can help guide you through that process. So you're going to have corporate securities counsel. That's the role I take with my clients. I'm not the only corporate securities attorney in the world. So you need to have somebody that understands what you're doing, really understands real estate offerings, and preferably somebody who does this as a large part of their business versus just a general run-of-the-mill attorney who's going to say, oh yeah, I can do that too. Securities offerings are a highly specialized area of the law, and it takes a certain level of expertise and keeping abreast of all of the regulations, and then also having the right E&O insurance to be able to make those offerings available to clients. So just make sure that whoever you choose has the right experience that's going to help you succeed. All right, real estate counsel. So your corporate securities counsel is going to help set up the companies and help you decide how to split money with investors, the things we're going to talk about today. But your real estate counsel is going to be the one who's going to help you with the purchase and sale agreement, and they are going to help you with all of the loan documents. If you're getting some kind of a loan, a Fannie Mae or a Freddie Mac loan or a loan from a local lender, they're going to help you with all of that, as well as getting that property to closing. So it's essential that you have good local real estate counsel. Your corporate securities counsel can usually be anywhere in the country, and that's because most of the things that you're going to be doing are governed by federal law with respect to your securities and raising money from investors. But as far as the real estate transaction goes, you're mostly going to be dealing with counsel that's licensed in the state where the property is located. Okay. You might want to have a rehab construction team. If you're doing repositionings on these properties, then you're going to have to put together a local team of people who will be able to accomplish that rehab. They might be handled by a property manager that you hire who's local to the property. They might be independent people that you hire and oversee. It's just all going to depend on how you structure that, and you're going to take advice from your coach on how to do that. And then your management team, and that's going to be, you're going to have two levels of management in a syndicate. You're going to have your company management, so your company is what your corporate securities counsel is going to create for you. And that company is going to have a company manager. So that's going to oversee property operations and all the things that the property is doing on behalf of investors. And then that company manager is also the one that's going to collect the funds, analyze whether or not you can do distributions to investors, how much money is needed for future reserves or things like that. So that company manager really is in charge of the money. All right. In addition to that, you will probably have some local property manager. If you're buying property that's local to where you live, then you're probably going to hire somebody. Either you're going to do it yourself or you're going to hire somebody local. If you're buying property that's outside the state where you live, then you're going to have to hire a local property manager who's going to handle the day-to-day issues with property management, you know, dealing with the tenants' toilets and trash. So just understand that when I'm talking about a manager throughout this presentation, I'm talking about the company manager that deals with the investors, not the property manager.